Abortion giant Planned Parenthood says 200 clinics are at risk of closure after passage of Big, Beautiful Bill. By Katherine Hamilton on July 7, 2025. President Donald Trump signed his Big, Beautiful Bill into law last week, which contains a provision defunding Planned Parenthood of taxpayer funding through Medicaid. It is a move that appears to have the abortion giant scrambling, as its nearly 600 centers will be blocked from receiving Medicaid reimbursements for the 1 year the provision is in effect. For perspective, Planned Parenthood received $792.2 billion in taxpayer funding between 2023 to 2014, according to the organization's most recent report. Watch, Trump signs Big Beautiful Bill into law at White House. In response to the passage of the budget reconciliation bill, the organization claimed that the defunding provision could result in nearly 200 Planned Parenthood locations in 24 states becoming at risk of closure, with 90% of those closures occurring in states where abortion is still legal. The reconciliation bill is a targeted attack on Planned Parenthood health centers and patients that cannot stand. Everyone deserves access to high-quality, affordable health care. That's what we've been fighting for the last century, and we'll never stop. We'll be suing the Trump administration to stop this unlawful attack. See you in court, said Alexis McGill Johnson, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Federation of America. Read more, Planned Parenthood sues Trump admin over defunding in Big, Beautiful Bill. The organization also argued that more than 1 million women could lose access to other treatments besides abortions, like cancer screenings and STI testing, services that have notably been trending downward, according to Planned Parenthood's latest annual report. Planned Parenthood's concerns also come after at least 20 of its clinics have shuttered since the beginning of 2025. The Guardian reported in June about more than a dozen closures or soon-to-be closures span six affiliates that maintain clinics in Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, New York, Utah, and Vermont. The outlet credited some of the organization's financial woes to the Trump administration freezing Title X funds to nine Planned Parenthood state affiliates in March, the administration pointing to possible violations of federal civil rights law and President Donald Trump's executive orders, although other crises appear to shoulder the blame, even as the organization pulls in donations following the end of Roe v. Wade, according to the report. Planned Parenthood's financial woes have raised eyebrows for some advocates of abortion rights and reproductive health. The organization has weathered several crises, including allegations of mismanagement, in the years since Roe collapsed, but as the face of U.S. abortion access it continued to rake in donations. Most abortions in the U.S. are in fact performed by small independent clinics, which are grappling with their own financial turmoil. As of June 2023, the Planned Parenthood network had about $3 billion in assets, according to its 2024 report, the report notes. Planned Parenthood's most recent annual report highlighted how the organization has spent much of its energy working to block abortion bans in states around the country since the loss of the federal right to abortion in 2022, and that it is part of approximately 30 open cases, including challenges to abortion bans as well as lawsuits against Medicaid and medication abortion restrictions, medically unnecessary ultrasound and waiting period requirements, and other barriers to care. The report, called A Force for Hope, additionally states that 402,230 unborn babies were killed in abortions, up from 392,715 the previous year. At the same time, the organization received $792.2 million in taxpayer funding, up almost $100 million from the previous year. Planned Parenthood is also the second largest provider of so-called gender-affirming care, a left-wing euphemism for sex mutilation surgeries and drugs given to people who identify as transgender. In 2022, the organization reported that 41 of its 49 affiliates provided such services, including puberty blockers for minors and cross-sex hormones, according to the Senate Help Committee. The passage of the provision defunding Planned Parenthood for 1 year comes after a major campaign by conservatives and pro-life organizations urging Republicans and President Donald Trump to end taxpayer dollars to abortion organizations through reconciliation, as Congress did in 2015 and 2017. Defunding abortion providers through the reconciliation process allowed the Senate to bypass the critical 60-vote threshold for a simple majority vote, instead capitalizing on Republicans' overall trifecta. While federal funding for abortions specifically is barred by the Hyde Amendment, pro-life opponents argue no federal funds should be used to prop up any organization that performs abortions. Lawmakers originally tried to defund the organization for 10 years, but the timing was changed to 1 year in the final version of the bill. While pro-life organizations view the move as a battle won, they are pledging to continue fighting to have the organization permanently defunded through debarment. The inclusion of the defunding provision in budget reconciliation followed a Supreme Court ruling essentially allowing states to deny Medicaid funds to Planned Parenthood. The provision in the budget reconciliation bill applies nationally. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.